B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
38-year-old Jessica Kropp was pulled over in Arkansas. She had expired registration, so police discovered that she had 5 warrants out for her arrest, didn't have car insurance, and had a suspended license as well. But when police arrested her, they noticed something strange. It was a bow clipped in her hair. They discovered that particular bow was actually a baggie filled with crystal meth.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
She tied up her hair with crystal meth. A photo shows the drug-filled bow in her hair. Police found more drugs and drug paraphernalia inside her vehicle, and she faces 7 charges for the offense. But, Kathy, look at this. That's the bow.
Oh,
it was actually...
That's where you keep
creative.
Your meth.
Yeah,
that's where
yeah.
She keeps her meth. It actually, you got to hand it to her. It was pretty creative. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to mention this. You did it in news, but maybe there were people listening that weren't around for news, Kathy, but I think it's worthy of the Bizarre File. The former head of Drexel University's Electrical Engineering Department blew hundreds of thousands of federal research dollars at area strip clubs, government lawyers said. And now the school is stuck paying the tab. The Justice Department announced Monday a nearly $190,000 settlement that the university agreed to pay to fend off a potential lawsuit. The sum stems from tabs that Chikoa Danaka Nwamka,
that's a hell of a name,
spent on dancers over a decade using grant money that he was supposed to have applied to energy science and naval research. University
auditor. Do strip clubs constitute naval research?
I would think so, yeah. N-A-V-E-L. University auditors uncovered his misspending in 2017, but the professor had hardly been modest about his extracurricular research. According to the government lawyers, he submitted several improper charges against his federal grants for, quote, goods and services billed at gentlemen's clubs, including Club Risque and Cheerleaders in South Philly.
All right.
And,
well, at least he spreads the wealth.
And the Taconi Club between 2007 and 2017. Investigators also allegedly found misspending at sports bars and on iTunes as well. So
you got to have some music.
He's in some trouble, yep. A man in Russia has slapped Apple with a lawsuit and claims that his iPhone made him become gay and is demanding nearly $15,000.
Don't you hate when that happens? When
yes.
Your phone changes your sexuality?
He said he was given 69 gay coins of cryptocurrency instead of Bitcoin that he had been expecting via an app on his iPhone.
Do you have gay coins?
I guess so. The money came with a message that said, don't judge without trying.
Huh.
The man claims he did what he was told and is now in a same-sex relationship. He accuses Apple of manipulatively pushing me towards homosexuality after sending him the gay coins and claims that he is suing due to moral suffering and harm to mental health.
Well, the question is he enjoying it?
The cryptocurrency was sent to him via a third-party app, but he believes that Apple should be held responsible.
For making him gay.
I guess so. 2 teens were at a swim team practice at the Arapaho YMCA in Lafayette, Colorado, when they spotted a prairie dog at the bottom of the pool. They got the animal out of the water and then took turns giving it chest compressions. Their swim coach says he was shocked when the animal began to move.
No way.
They resuscitated it.
They brought him back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Water came out of its nose and mouth, and eventually it scurried away.
So, man.
Yeah.
Maybe the cow will have some stories.
A spokesman for Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that they don't advise people to give CPR to wild animals.
I think that's sage advice.
They say people should instead call their local animal control.
This rabid raccoon looks bad.
Steve, you will love this story. Apparently, cats can get around, much like some humans can. A couple in South China left their Russian blue at a pet hotel, and hotel staff let the animal out of its cage. The animal, who wasn't neutered, was accidentally left outside of his cage the whole night, and the pet hotel staff say the animal was seen on security footage mating with 5 female cats over the course of the night.
Wow.
The animal was apparently so wiped out from its activities, it needed to be given a glucose drip afterwards.
God damn, bitch.
Have you ever heard cats mating?
No.
Oh, my God. It sounds incredibly painful.
Is it out of hand?
Yeah, well, because the male cat As barbed genitalia.
Yeah, and sometimes they can get stuck together.
Right.
This guy did it five times over the course of the night with five different... I could say the word, but I'm not going to. It starts with a P, but...
Pussycats.
The hotel, the pet hotel, will be compensating the owner of the cat as well as the owners of the cats who got pregnant.
Was the cat smoking when they...
Maybe that's what made them go back and check the footage.
I bet she doesn't call any of them.
But he knocked a few of them up, so, yeah.
Isn't that amazing, though? Their sexual prowess is astonishing. And like cats, I think kittens, cats can start procreating like at about 6-7 months.
He needed a glucose strip. People apparently don't appreciate a man who pops a question with an ugly cake. Someone recently posted a photo to the Facebook group called "That's It, I'm Ring Shaming." That shows a cake that is speckled and flesh-colored with the words, "Will you marry me?" written on top in red icing and the ring stuck in the top of the cake. And over 200 people commented on the picture, one writing, "So, someone swallowed the ring and then puked it back up." And another one wrote, "Will you marry me?" on top of their pile of vomit. So apparently it looks like a heap of puke. Speaking of engagements and weddings and all that stuff, most people are usually thinking about their significant other right after saying their vows, not their Facebook profile, but to each his own. A photo shared on a Facebook group called "That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming" shows a pair of newlyweds still on the altar, logged onto their phones to immediately update their relationship status to married. They had just said, "I do." Yes.
Is that a thing now?
Maybe it is. Maybe they're being funny.
Yeah.
Both are typing away on their phones in the photo with the officiant in the background. And the photo was captioned with, "Instead of doing a unity candle or a sand ceremony," a sand ceremony?
Yeah, you pour two separate sand containers into one container, and the separate sand
like
melts
the sands
into
of
one
these cups.
Sand.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah.
Two become one.
Yeah.
Two cups of sand become one cup of sand.
Yes.
Two girls in a cup.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So Danielle and James changed their Facebook status.
"This is my goat, and that is your cow."
To married, unimpressed people commented things like "tacky" and "peak millennial."
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
An Oklahoma woman underwent surgery after a dog shot her in the thigh.
Oh, no.
In a pickup truck stopped at a railroad crossing. The .22 caliber gun went off Thursday afternoon when Molly, a yellow Labrador Retriever puppy, jumped onto a backseat console spooked by the passing train. Passenger Tina Springer was expected to recover. Now, the driver of the pickup and the dog's owner, Brent Parks, who is 79, called 911 to report the shooting.
"Maybe next time you'll give me a treat."
The 911 operators heard asking Parks, "The dog shot her?" Parks said, "Yeah, he stepped on it and went off." Later in the recording...
"My old lady got shot by her puppy."
Now, listen to this. Later on in the recording, Springer, that guy, the girl, is heard crying in pain, and Parks tells her, "Oh, come off it. You're tougher than that. I know."
Wow.
She's got shot in the leg.
Jeez. Oh, God.
You know how the bitches get when they get shot by their pets.
Reports described Springer as Parks' caretaker. The gun's
very caring.
By the way, gun serial number had been scratched off, so they might have some questions, even though it was a dog that did the shooting. Mm-hmm. The finger wasn't loaded, but it hit the target anyway when Mark Dino Russo witnessed an out-of-control car careen into two people last week and then noticed a driver apparently trying to sneak away. He raised an empty hand, pointed in his index finger at the driver and yelled, "Stop, a-hole, or I'll shoot."
just a finger.
And it worked.
It worked.
No kidding.
Yeah. Russo said that he was stopped at a light. He said, "I saw this car, black sedan, coming fast with its lights off, and it hit the curb, went up into the air and rolled, and I think it hit a telephone pole." Russo said that right before the crash, while he was waiting at the light, he noticed a woman on a path near the park. After the crash, there was all kinds of dust and debris flying in the air, and I wondered about her. So Russo drove into the lot, got out of his car, and saw the woman lying on the ground. She wasn't moving, he said. Some other people were saying it didn't look good. Well, he looked toward the wrecked car and noticed a young man walking away from the wreck and moving across the park's ball field. He said it looked like him. I just had a feeling that he was going to run away, and I just decided I wasn't going to let him. So he got about 150 feet away. He started to break into a run. Russo at first yelled, "Hey," at the suspect, who stopped and turned to look at Russo. And that's when Russo, standing behind the open door of his truck, drew his deceptive digit and yelled his command, "Hey, a-hole, stop or I'll shoot."
Do they have invisible guns? I better stop.
Surprising even Russo, the stunt took the wind out of the would-be runner's sails. He stopped, put his hands in the air, and started walking back.
Wow.
He said, then I told him to get back to his car, and he did that too.
I'm going to holster my finger right now.
Jeremy Stockert was arrested. Court records show that Stockert was cited for several ordinance violations, including leaving the scene of an accident, careless, reckless driving. He also was ticketed for driving without a license.
You know, they say you never pull out a finger unless you're ready to use it.
Insurance and valid license plates. So the injuries to two victims were not as serious as Russo had feared. So he did it. He used his finger and got him out. A Texas groom has been arrested after he robbed a bank just one day before his wedding to pay for the rings and the ceremony venue.
Well, that sounds like a Hallmark movie in the making.
He was busted when his fiance found his photo circulating on social media for the heist. Heath Edwards Bumpus. robbed Citizens State Bank Friday around 11:30 a.m. where he approached a bank teller, threatened them, saying that he had a gun and demanded cash.
I'm getting mad.
He told the bank teller that he was about to get married.
Yeah.
And needed the money for his wedding the following day. But little did he know that his wedding day would be ruined by his own addicts. Sheriff Woody Wallace says Bumpus explained. What are we, on the high plains here?
I know.
Sheriff Woody Wallace is after Bumpus.
Dumb old Bumpus tried getting engaged or he robs a bank.
He explained money was tight to the bank teller as he launched his armed robbery. The bank was located about 30 minutes from where Bumpus lived. Police say after the robbery, Bumpus threw his clothes out the window.
He wants to marry his sister.
Of his car as he was driving away. The sheriff recovered his clothing as well as the gun used in the robbery, and police then launched a hunt for Bumpus.
Wow, this sounds very rural.
And they shared surveillance video stills of the robbery suspect on Facebook, where Bumpus's fiance, Dion Traylor, recognized him. She told him to turn himself into authorities.
You idiot.
He complied, and she hits him on the back of the head.
Dumb idiot.
He complied and turned himself in and confessed to the crime. He was booked into the jail on aggravated robbery charge.
You get your ass out this trailer right now and turn yourself in.
Most of the money stolen in the incident was recovered, and it is not clear when the couple will get married as their wedding plans have been disrupted. Kent, Ohio police are asking for help in identifying a man who showed up on the front porch of a Kent State University sorority house wearing nothing but a Speedo and words like pervert written on his chest. They released new stills from the surveillance video.
Police, sort of nostalgic in a way.
Kind of sounds like a prank.
Yeah. Well, the guy looks like a older than a
really?
Than
college
fraternity.
Student?
Yeah.
Okay.
Police said the man trespassed on Alpha Phi sorority property. They're asking anybody,
I'm a pervert,
who can identify the man to call them. Police believe the man is responsible for at least three incidents. In late August, a completely nude man showed up on the front porch of the sorority, and he was seen dancing around.
I would like to sniff some panties, if that's at all possible.
A few days later, he returned wearing a Speedo and may have been looking in windows at the sorority house.
A couple days ago, I was naked. I realized that was improper, so I'm wearing a Speedo now.
He appeared to be recording the incident on his cell phone.
Wow.
Investigators believe the same man sent a nude photo and message to some sorority members via social media last week. They said they can't say if it's a fraternity hazing prank or even if the person is a KSU student or not.
So the guy looks much older than a regular student?
I thought he did from looking at the picture, but I don't know. I may be off. time for one more?
Yeah.
Or are we done?
If you want to do one more, we have time.
All right. I'm going to save that one for tomorrow. I got some good ones here, but not enough time to get through all of them. Faced with an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease that has sickened 124 people and caused one death, North Carolina health officials say they've traced the source of the fair that was held last month. In particular, they say people were more likely to have developed the pneumonia-type disease if they walked past a hot tub display at the North Carolina Mountain State Fair.
So the hot tub is sort of a festering cauldron of Legionnaire's disease?
Yeah, but because Legionnaire's is not contagious and the disease's incubation period is 2 to 10 days... and it has now lapsed since the end of the fair. Officials don't expect the number of cases to grow very much.
How many people?
124, and one died.
Jeez.
So, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, patients in the outbreak had reported going to the fair. They were much more likely reported to have walked by the hot tub displays compared to people who did not get sick.
Are there any benefits to Legionnaire's disease hot tubs?
No, but the agency said its early findings have led it to suspect the hot tub display. The evidence collected so far suggests that low levels of Legionella present were able to grow in hot tubs or possibly some other source. at the event center. The bacteria that causes Legionnaires' disease can't be spread directly from one person to another. Instead, they are commonly spread to the lungs through
airborne,
aerosolized water in the form of a mist or vapor.
Oh, my God.
And that's
so they're
another,
just walking by this.
Yeah, it's another reason why investigators suspect a hot tub display. So,
I'm full of water.
Legionnaires' disease.
Hot tub.
Legionnaires' disease.
Hot tub.
Started right here in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Yeah, Legionnaires' disease was first discovered here, wasn't it?
All the magical things were associated with
it. Yes, the Cradle of Liberty and the Cradle of Legionnaires' disease.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why, son, that's where Legionnaires' disease comes from. Gee, Dad, can I get a picture?
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.